and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
So with the Boilermakers receiving to start the game, one of the interesting storylines this week is the new coordinator, Jason Simmons. Graham Harrell dismissed earlier in the week. Let's get more on that and what the Badger defense might be in for as we check in with Patrick Herb.
Having an interim offensive coordinator on the other side presents an interesting challenge for Wisconsin's defense. They don't quite know what they're going to see. Talking to Mike Tressel, the defensive coordinator for Wisconsin, he said it's not like they're going to reinvent their playbook and totally redo things. However, you have to be aware for some things that might be a little out of the ordinary, including trick plays. Interestingly enough, Wisconsin's wide receivers coach, Kenny Guyton, was in this position last year with Arkansas. 8 games into the season, they fired their offensive coordinator and promoted him to the interim OC job. You know what he did? He ran a trick play on the very first play from scrimmage, and it worked, and they beat Florida 38-35. So it's a little bit of a cautionary tale of what you could see from this other team. Jason Simmons, most known for his work at Ben Davis High School in Indianapolis. And I can confirm that Wisconsin did take a peek at some Ben Davis offensive footage this week, but not very much, in all honesty.
So if you're Kenny Guyton and you get a big hit on your first play as a coordinator, you just drop the mics. I'm done.
Put your resume tape out and let it roll from there. I think just listening to Purdue throughout the week, I think one of the things, a lot like what we've been saying here, explosive plays, I would be shocked. I know running the football, and that's going to be a key part to what Purdue's trying to do, but I would think they're going to take some shots today, try to get big chunk plays. When your offense is struggling, that's the best way to kind of get it kickstarted.
Gavin Lahm set to kick off as the Badgers and the home Cardinal, white pants, white trim. Purdue, the traveling white jerseys, the gold and black trim. Purdue will receive, go left to right, south to north. Here at Camp Randall Stadium, Lahm on the run up, and the kick is in the air. Hit it high, hit it deep, and it will hit halfway into the end zone for the touchback. The Boilermakers will start at their 25-yard line, and this game is underway.
That's what we're used to. I think last week there was the face mask early, a 20, another 15 yards. So I thought last week, obviously, we muffed the punt, but the punting game and the special teams, I thought, really helped, especially, obviously, in that first half of helping it. Part of that complimentary football that we're going to be looking for today.
And Hudson Card, the senior quarterback out of Austin, Texas, 3 years played with the Longhorns, started a handful of games 2 years ago, had a good solid year for the Boilers last year. It's been up and down so far this season. He has 4 receivers to either side. Maccabee, the running back, his Card will flip it right side. That is caught by Denylan Morissette across the 35-yard line and gets banged out of bounds by Austin Brown at the 38-yard line of the near side, and a 13-yard gain right out of the chute. First and 10 for the Boilermakers.
Yeah, and that's what you're trying to get, you know, your first time out calling plays. You want to get easy throws. You want to get easy completions to kind of get into a rhythm. Just a simple little naked bootleg, flipped it out there. Zachman got caught up in the wash a little bit, wasn't able to run. That gave him an opportunity to pick up that first down.
Jerron Tibbs will come out wide to the left. Jamal Edrin to the right. First and 10 for the Boilermakers at their own 38-yard line. Loaded pistol formation. Devin Maccabee is the tailback, and Card will give it to him off the right side. Maccabee to the 40-yard line and gets hit hard by Hunter Wohler, helping lead the charge. Gain of a couple for Maccabee to the 40 at Purdue, where it's second down and 8.
Yeah, just a pretty good job up front of kind of occupying guys and giving Hunter Wohler a chance to read it, see it, shoot it, and go make the play for a quick little 1 or 2 yard pickup.
Moi Latu in the Badger defense right now. We mentioned Max Lofi is so questionable. A little tweak going through pregame warmups at the Coliseum last Saturday. Second down and 8, just across the Purdue 40-yard line. Card takes the snap, looks, shoots it over the middle. Caught by Max Clare across the 45-yard line. Latu on the tackle. Penalty marker down, though, just behind the line of scrimmage, and a holding penalty against the Boilermakers. This is a very heavily penalized team, 92 yards on average per game. Purdue will cost itself in penalties.
Yeah, and I think that you'll see holds on, you know, a run play. That was a quick three-step drop. That's a good sign from Wisconsin's standpoint of Purdue's tackling or hold getting called early on a quick throw like Purdue just did.
Lots of outs. Austin Brown back in. You got Nazir Forkurine, Ricardo Holman, the safeties, or rather the corners. Hunter Wohler, Preston Zachman, the safety's card, throwing left side of the tight end, incomplete, a low pass intended for Max Clair on second down and long, and now make it third and long for the Boilermakers back at their 31-yard line. It's third down and 17.
Yeah, just trying to get the ball out of his hands quick again, get it out in space. Jake Cheney did a great job. Even if he was going to make that play, Jake Cheney had him all eyeballed up and was going to bring him down for maybe a one-yard gain.
And Max Lofi in the secondary for Wisconsin. Sebastian Cheeks along with John Pius, the outside linebackers. Third down and 17 for the Boilermakers, their own 31-yard line. Morris set the receiver in motion left to right. Three receivers that side of the formation. They'll keep it on the ground. Mockaby hits it off the right side, 35 across the 40-yard line. And Jake Cheney will pull him down from behind at the 41-yard line in Purdue territory. Still well short of the first down. And on fourth and seven, the Boilermakers are punting.
Yeah, and Wisconsin will take that. You get 8, 9, 10-yard run. But I think they're at a point where if it's not manned, manageable, they're going to be very selective. We've already talked about the interceptions, pick sixes. Take the 10-yard run. Wisconsin more than happy. Going to get the football back here early in this quarter.
Keelan Crimmins is on to punt. Tyrell Henry at the 15-yard line of Wisconsin. Crimmins averaging 45.5 yards per punt. Line of scrimmage, the Boilers 41. Snap back, and the kick is in the air. Drifting to his right is Henry. He'll catch at the 14 across the 15, 20-yard line, and stumbles to the turf shy of the 25. And the Badgers go on offense for the first time after a 46-yard punt. 9 on the return. Badgers are first and 10 at their own 23-yard line. A little more than 2.5 minutes gone by, no score.
Yeah, just what we were hoping for. I know you give up one first down there, but this is kind of the start that we were looking for. Get off the field. Purdue gave us, you know, the 10-yard holding penalty, set them back. They weren't able to overcome it. Now, I think this is going to be a day where you see this running game get moving. That's the plan, and let's see if Wisconsin get off to a good start.
Will Pauling slot to the left. Tawee Walker is the running back from the 23-yard line, Wisconsin territory. Riley Nowakowski, the tight end, wing on the right side. Lock pulls it, looking, has time, winds it up, shoots it deep down the right side for Green. It's incomplete at the 30-yard line of Purdue. Nylon Green on the coverage. Pass intended for Bryson Green. Second and 10 for the Badgers is start number 2 for Braden Locke. Let's send it down to Patrick Hurd. What do you got on QB1 today, Patrick?
You know, Braden Locke, he's very measured and low-key, but this staff will tell you that he's got a different moxie now in year 2. I'll get more after this.
All right, on second down and 10 for the Badgers, their own 23-yard line. 2 receivers left. Pauling in the slot. Anthony is wide. Bryson Green out to the right on second down. Lock, and it looks like a busted play, rolling to his right, throws it in the dirt, incomplete. Miscommunication there, no one to even fake it to. And it's third down and 10 for the Badgers at their own 23-yard line. We'll get more on Lock when we get a little more time to do it with Patrick Trechkekahuna checking in now as Riley Nowakowski will come out.
Yeah, I'm not sure if the running back went the wrong way. It looked like it would have been an option play, and you could throw off of it, no one to go. Lock smart, just get rid of the football, live to play another day.
Three receivers left, one on the right on third down. Lock to throw, fires to the left, and it is knocked away, incomplete. Will Pauling, the intended receiver, Kendrick Breedlove, over on the coverage. I thought Will got his hands on it, but Breedlove may have disrupted. It falls incomplete, and it's 3 and out for the Badgers in their first possession.
Yeah, you're throwing front, and obviously we're looking at Braden Locke and talking about arm strength. You went from far hash to the boundary, and a pretty good throw, not quite enough on there. It gave Breedlove enough chance to strike right down as the ball was getting into Pauling's hands. Really nice play by him.
Atticus Bertrams is on to punt. Dylan Thieneman deep for the Boilermakers. Kick is in the air. Thieneman waits for it, and he dropped it inside the 30, and he is able to pounce back at the 28-yard line. Boy, something about catching punts this season. Both the Badgers and the team they're playing, but the Boilermakers will secure it, and they'll take over at their 28-yard line. A 48-yard punt from Bertrams. Today's game brought to you by Cleary Building Corp, Culver's, Case IH, Wisconsin Corn, Compeer Financial, FS Envision Seed Corn, and FS High Soy Soybeans, and the Wisconsin Pork Association. 11:56 left in the first quarter. The Badgers and Boilers, no score. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Are you looking to tackle a heating or cooling project? Menards. Heating and Cooling Headquarters. Whether you're installing a new system or upgrading an old one, we carry a wide range of ductwork sizes and styles to fit your needs. Plus, we have the tools and installation accessories to help you complete your project. Shop our great selection of ductwork products and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Badger football lives here.
Oh, my goodness!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
WRJN is your home for local news and timeless hits. And every Saturday from 10 to 2, Terry Havel brings you Rock and Roll Never Forgets. It's a great reminder of what the roots of rock and roll were really all about from the 50s, 60s, into the 70s. From 10 until 2, Terry has the stories, the facts, some of the fiction, and always great trivia that goes along with rock and roll. It's Rock and Roll Never Forgets, Saturday, 10 to 2 on WRJN.
What if high schools could totally rethink high school? What if we told you that some already have? Imagine high school, where the love of teaching and the love of learning are colliding. Where students are learning math and history and art and physics, graduating ready for college, for careers they care about, and life. What if we told you that right now, the powerful change we're seeing in high schools across the country is possible in your neighborhood too? Don't believe it? Watch now at RethinkHighSchool.org.
Today's game is brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and in the future. And American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit AmFam.com/Badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. 3:04 gone by. Both teams with a possession. Purdue gets its second crack at it. No score. First to 10, Purdue at its own 28.
So, you know, my great analysis, let's run the football. Let's get this thing off to a good start. Yeah, obviously, that wasn't the case there. So I do think at some point today we'll see that. But it just shows you some of the limitations. We saw it with Purdue, a 10-yard holding penalty. They weren't able to overcome it. Wisconsin, kind of in that similar boat where if you get into third and long, which they were, tough sledding, unfortunately weren't able to convert. The muffed punt, Purdue was able to hold on to it.
First and 10 for the Boilermakers as Card will pitch it off left side. Elijah Jackson sweeping around the end across the 30, across the 35, up to the 36-yard line on a gain of 8. Second down and 2 for the Boilermakers.
Yeah, Jake Chaney read it. It ended up, it was picked up. And Hunter Woolard, you don't see that very often. He came filling from his safety spot and just missed him. And that gave him, instead of a 3 or 4 yard pickup, he was able to pick up 8.
From the Purdue 36-yard line, second down and 2. Reggie Love, the running back. Jerron Tibbs out wide to the left. Jamal Edrin wide to the right. Drew Bibber, the tight end, wing of the right side. Card will give it to Love, hit behind the line of scrimmage and does well to get back to it. John Pius, outside linebacker, with your senior out of Arlington, Virginia, on the tackle, and they'll place the ball closer to the 35. So it's a third down and a short 3 for the Boilermakers.
Oh, really good job by Pius there of reading. They had their tight end coming to kick him out, and he did not allow him to kick him out. He ended up just kind of going around him on the outside, which normally you wouldn't be able to do, but then came flat down the line and made a nice play in the backfield, setting up this 3rd and 3.
Down lineman of Brandon Lane and Elijah Hills. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Now Max Clair, one of those on the left, comes over, wing on the left side, snap to Hudson Card, 4-man rush. Card throwing right side, and it is incomplete at the 40-yard line of Wisconsin. Jamal Edrin, the intended receiver, looked like he got a hand on it, but Rico Holman with the tight coverage, able to help break that up, and the Boilermakers are punting on 4th and 3.
I love Ricardo Holman, man. He just continues to show up, and that was almost like a back shoulder throw. Ricardo read it and was able to get his hand in there, and he made sure to let him know that was incomplete after that play.
Keelan Crennens on the punt for the second time. Tyrell Henry deep at the Wisconsin 20-yard line. 4.5 minutes in, no score. Snap to Crennens, steps up, And the kick is away, end over end. Moving to his right is Henry. A late signal on the fair catch. He makes it at the 21-yard line in Wisconsin territory. That was a 43-yard punt. 10:24 left in the first quarter, and we will take another break. Just as touchdown takes great teamwork, a successful farm takes great tractors, combines, hay tools, and more. Visit KSIH.com/Badgers. 10:24 left of the first quarter. Wisconsin nothing, Purdue nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
If you want to be a running back, there's only one place to go. Running Back U, baby. Right here at Wisconsin, where legendary players and unbeatable records are born. And when you want to defeat cancer, there's only one place to go. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, where our own unbeatable team takes on cancer like no other hospital. From pioneering new treatments to defeating cancers no one else could, right here is where the best of the best come together to change the game. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Badger Extra is the best website and mobile app for everything Badger sports. For the experts at the State Journal, go to BadgerExtra.com and search your app store today. Scoreless in Madison. Second turn here for Braden Locke. Let's try again, Patrick. What do you got on Braden here today?
Moxie is the word the coaches use. Last year when he was a starting quarterback, he was always looking over his shoulder because he knew it was a temporary job until Mordecai came back. This year, there is no Tyler Van Dyke coming back, so he's just got a different level of confidence. But the efficiency is the thing that they really want to improve. He's a 50% passer pretty much in his career. He's already 0 for 3 today, but they really think there are passes that he can and will be making to get that up.
He has Tommy Walker to his right for the Badger 21-yard line. First to 10, handoff. Walker trying to hit the left side. Now reverses direction, has room, 25. Walker slips a tackle, drives up close to the 30. Well, that's making some chicken salad out of, you know what, and turn that into a 9-yard gain, second and one.
Tell me more, Matt. Yeah, that's just a hard stretch play to the left. And you know, Tawi does a great job of staying patient, not seeing it. And typically, you see somebody bounce it that far back out. But he was able to bounce it and get forward. Really just a great one-man effort there by Walker.
A little more than 5 minutes into the game, no score. Badgers a second and one at their own 30-yard line. Locke will give it to Walker again, and he'll hit the left side of the line and crashes his way for a first down for the Badgers. They will mark, looks like just shy of the 35-yard line. They'll put it at the 34, first and 10.
Today is going to be, I think there's going to be a lot of room on cutbacks. That's what you have to, and Walker has to continue to push front side and then come and cut it back. Wisconsin feels good about that.
Rockland first and 10, short pass left side, a rolling catch made by Tucker Ashcraft at the 39-yard line. Dylan Thieneman, sophomore, one of the outstanding freshmen, was a conference freshman of the year last year, was Dylan Thieneman. He's on the tackle. Gain of 5. Second down. Badgers back on the ball at their own 39. Locke, little option left. He'll toss it to Walker. He gets hit right away. Tawi trying to squeeze a yard out of it, and that's all he is going to get. Will Helt on the defensive line. A rush in makes the stop, and it's third down and 4 for Wisconsin.
Yeah, I think that's what they were trying to do in the first play, with a little option to the right. They obviously feel like they can do some things out on the perimeter because Purdue is going to stack the box. You have to put pressure on that defensive end to make a play on you. That was just well defended by Purdue.
Third down conversions overall have been a problem this season for Wisconsin. Get third and short, it's good. It's third and 4 right now. Two receivers receivers left, two receivers right. As Locke gets the snap, looking, has time to scan, fires to the right, broken up, incomplete. He wanted Bryson Green, and on the coverage was Botrus Alessandro, getting a starting call for Markevious Brown today, and the Badgers are forced to punt from their own 40-yard line.
Yeah, great protection. I know quarterbacks have to have that internal clock, but that was the time he had all day. Riley Malman did a great job of coming down and firing his guy onto Huber, then was came out back outside. All kinds of time there. Just good coverage by Purdue. They played it right at the sticks, able to knock it away and force a punt.
And Atticus Bertrams on the punt again. Thieneman deep at the Purdue 15-yard line. Snap to Bertrams, and the kick is away. Thieneman looking up into that sun, and he muffed it again, and the Badgers will pounce. Inside the 15-yard line, Kaysen Pfeiffer, the long snapper, comes up with it. Thieneman really fighting that sun. Those 11 a.m. games here, really tough when you are looking south to north. He muffed one, got away with it the first time. He doesn't get away with it now. First and 10 for the Badgers at the Purdue 12.
Yeah, the ball bounces funny ways, and when you continue to put it on the ground, bad things are going to happen, and there's no doubt. You could see he had his hand up. It wasn't a fair catch. It was to try to block that sun out. Was unable to. The ball got into his body. And give Bertrams credit. Nice high hang time. Let his guys get down there to put a little pressure on him. And now Wisconsin gets that opportunity early to take advantage of a turnover.
Walker the running back. Pauling slot left. Anthony wide left. C.J. Williams to the right. Hand off Walker. Off the right side to the 10 to the 5. Touchdown Wisconsin. Tawee Walker, who scored twice a week ago, gets into the first quarter this afternoon.
Man, you talk about a great backside block. It's just a simple zone play to the right. But what Renfro, the center, and Brunner, the left guard, did was completely wash their man into the back, right back to the linebacker. And that from 8 to 10 yards, that is about as easy of a run. Great job up front, especially by Brunner.
Well, just like last week at SC, the Badgers get in quickly after a muffed punt. It was Walker from 18 at the Coliseum last week. It's Walker from 12 today here in Madison as the PAT from Nathaniel Vakos is good. So that trip to the red zone brought to you by Case IH. Visit CaseIH.com/Badgers as Wisconsin able to capitalize on the Boilermaker turnover. Wisconsin football brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. 8:04 left of the first quarter. Wisconsin 7, Purdue nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
In the game of life, every moment counts. Every decision matters, and every choice can make a difference between winning and losing. At Cleary, we understand the importance of a strong foundation, whether it's a gym, a community center, or a place for your business to grow. We build your dreams. So whether you're building a foundation or creating a legacy, your vision is our mission. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978. Explore clearybuilding.com today.
The Cole Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health, remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Badger fans, visit uwbadgers.com/contest to enter for your chance to be the Culver's VIP family at a UW football game this season. Families will be selected for the chance to compete for cash on the field at halftime. It's uwbadgers.com/contest. Take a look at that scoring drive. Drive in air quotes brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. Nothing like that one play, 12-yard possession. Tawee Walker running it in after the Badgers recovered a muff punt. 7-0 Wisconsin with 8:04 left in the first
quarter. Yeah, we're not going to be mad about that if that's the way the game goes. I feel remiss. I never want to short an offensive lineman. I said about the great combo block there with Brunner and Renfro, but Jack Nelson had a tough cutoff that he was a 12-yard run, right? Is that
yes.
what we said?
Yep.
It was a 12-yard block by Jack Nelson and finished on top of him right in the end zone. Beautiful job by Wisconsin's O-line and allowing Walker to get us off to a fast start.
Lineman's dream drive that was back that far. Huh?
And we love drives. You always want those long drives. You know what we like more? One play, 12-yard rushing touchdowns.
Works every time. Gavin Lom on the approach. Kick is away. Elijah Jackson, one of those deep men, will let it hit the back line of the end zone. And now 18 kickoffs have gone for touchbacks on the 20 off the foot of Gavin Lom so far this season. First and 10 for the Boilermakers at their 25-yard line.
Yeah, and that's such a weapon, especially in the college game where you can sometimes, we saw that last week with USC's return game, and when you can limit and take that out of the equation, and you know from a defensive coordinator standpoint, you're going to be starting at the 25, that gives you a lot of, lets you sleep at night.
Tackett Curtis, Jaheim Thomas, your inside linebackers. Leon Lowry, Darrell Peterson on the outside. Dylan Johnson, the freshman. The D-line for the Badgers. From the 25, first and 10. As Card gives it to Maccabee across the 25-yard line. Whipped to the turf at the 30. Not really a clean exchange there, but it worked out for 5 yards. Curtis on the stop for Wisconsin. Second out at 5 for Purdue.
Yeah, Dylan Johnson in there at defensive tackle, and he's finding out. You get moving. Purdue was able to move him, finish him off, and that allowed that quick little 5-yard pickup.
Second down for the Boilermakers. Leland Smith out wide to the left. Shamar Rigby to the right. Ben Furton lining up in the backfield for the Boilermakers. Maccabee is behind the quarterback. His card gets him organized. Play clock is at 5. Now down to 2. Here's the snap to Card. He'll give it to Maccabee off the left side. Hits the edge. 30, 35-yard line. Checked out of bounds by the linebacker Jaheim Thomas at the 37-yard line of the far side. Gain of 7 and a first down for the Boilermakers.
Yeah, just a good job of kind of kicking out Darrell Peterson and allowed getting just to the edge. It's the last thing you want to do as a defense is give up that corner, give up that edge. Purdue was able to capture at that time and allowed him to pick up that first down.
6:53 left in the first quarter. 7-0 Wisconsin. First and 10 Purdue at its own 37-yard line. Two receivers left, one on the right. Maccabee the running back. Snap to Card. He will give it to Maccabee over the right side, and Curtis gets it by the shoe tops. Brings him down at the 41-yard line. Purdue territory on a gain of 4.
Just a simple little RPO, and Maccabee does a nice job of jumping over some traffic and some bodies down on the ground. Curtis does a great job of getting him down to the ground for a 3-yard pickup.
Well, they do call him Crazy Legs. I thought somebody else around here had that nickname back in the day, but Maccabee, a really good story. 2-star recruit out of high school, and he's turning into one of the better running backs they've had in West Lafayette. 4 receivers, 2 either side. 41 at Purdue, second down and 6, Card to throw, shoots it to the right, caught by Rigby, got hit right away by Austin Brown, and progress to the 45-yard line of the Boilermakers, where it's 3rd down and 2.
Yeah, Darrell Peterson did a really good job of avoiding. He kind of came inside on the right tackle and then beat him around the corner, and that forced Card to throw it maybe a little bit more earlier than he wanted to, allow Brown to collapse in there and make a play, setting up this 3rd and short.
The Boilermakers, 35% on 3rd down. That ranks 16th in the conference. Double wide to the left. Would you love the running back? And Card will give it to him, and he gets hit quickly. Love taken down. Looked like Darrell Peterson screaming off the edge. Stops the running back 1 yard short. And Ryan Walters sending on the punt team on 4th and 1 from the Purdue 46-yard line.
Yeah, just a great job of getting off on the snap count and then getting down the line of scrimmage immediately, not letting the running back get off to pick up that first down. Great job of reading it, reacting, going, and making the play.
Have an coming up on 4:50 left of the first quarter, 7-0 Wisconsin. Crimmins on the punt again for the line of scrimmage, the Purdue 46. Snap a bit high. Crimmins pulls it down. Badgers get a little pressure, but the kick is away. Moving to his right is Henry, and the fair catch is made just inside the 10-yard line in Badgers territory. It was a 44-yard punt from Keelan Crimmins, and we've got a break in the action here at Camp Randall Stadium. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Together, there's nothing as powerful as the power of us. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. 4:38 left of the first quarter. Wisconsin 7, Purdue nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making, they're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Badger football is on the air.
And the Badgers defense puts a touchdown on the board.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Update your floors but unsure of where to start? Jeff, Elizabeth, and the team at Mitchell Carpets in Kenosha deliver decades of experience in fine flooring. They're ready to help you find the perfect fit with 40 to 70% off retail. Choose from laminate and vinyl plank flooring or thousands of square yards of in-stock, ready-to-install, name-brand carpet from Karastan and Shaw. Or stylish remnants and area rugs perfect for any room in your home. Mitchell Carpets at 80th Street and Sheridan Road. Open 10 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday. Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season just right. Ferraro's is Racine's go-to for classic pizzas, crispy fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. 50 years running. Feast on the Bratwurst pizza this October. Loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. Plus, check out the delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout or for your next big fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Wisconsin football brought to you. Business group operating engineers and contractors teaming up to build Wisconsin together. Learn more at join139.com. 4:38 left in the first quarter, 7-0 Wisconsin. The Badgers back on offense starting at their 9-yard line. Wee Walker remains the running back. Four totes, 26 yards and a touchdown for Walker in this first quarter. The shift to the left of the quarterback, Braden Locke, and Locke will give it to Walker. Hitting off the right side of the line across the 10. He falls forward to about the 12. Gain of three or so. Yanni Karloftis, George's younger brother. Karloftis Jr. out of West Lafayette on the tackle. Second down for the Badgers.
Yeah, it's just a good, hard 3 yards. They pulled Brunner, Ashcraft as well, able to kick some guys out. And like the setting that pads getting lower, not a lot of room, still picked up three.
Judge Kekahuna, slot left. C.J. Williams wide left on second and seven. Another handoff to Walker off the right side. Slips to his right. Ball popped out, but the play was blown down at the 14-yard line. So gain of two for Tawee Walker. And the Badgers have a third and five.
So I love the fact Walker is really, he's got his head down. He's rolling downhill. I think you're trying to get him in that lather mode, as we talked about in the pregame. But that was a case there where you also have to have a little patience. There was a big cutback. I know trying to get some cutbacks here, we've already seen some success with it. Keep pressing that front side hole. If he shows a little patience there, there's going to be a lot of room on the backside of this Purdue defense.
They'll come out empty. Three receivers right, two on the left. Walker, one of those on the right. Shotgun snap to Locke on third down. Looking, throws over the middle, broken up, incomplete.
Yeah, he's early.
And
yep.
The flag flies. Yeah, his pass was intended for Will Pauling. That looked like that was Breedlove getting on Pauling's back.
Defense number 10, spot foul, automatic first down.
And the Badgers will gladly accept that. First and 10 for Wisconsin with 3:22 left in the first quarter, with a home team leading 7-0.
Yeah, I mean, he tried to fight. That's tough on those slant routes, and especially with the amount of time. You know, they're expecting the ball to come out quick. He hooked him with that left hand. He got there about a second earlier than we thought.
Darian Dupree, now the running back to the left of Locke. Catch got Kahuna, slot right, motions left hand, or rather faking the handoff, pulling it is locked. He'll throw left side. Nowakowski gets chopped down near the 25-yard line. Alessandro makes the play for the Boilermakers on a gain of 6. Rice and Green, Wisconsin, slow to get up. He finally does, but he is favoring his left leg right now, so Bryson is going to slowly make his way to the Wisconsin sideline. 3:09 left in the opening quarter, 7-0 Wisconsin. The Badgers will have a 2nd and 4 when play resumes. The play went to the left. Green was wide to the right, so...
I didn't see if it was. Hopefully it's not a non-contact deal. That's always the thing you're worried about. But I was watching Dupree. I thought he had the ball, and it was exciting on that side of it. And then obviously, you know, he pulled it and was able to pick up a quick 6 over there. And that's the beauty of this. When you can read those guys and put all that pressure on these defensive ends and on these outside linebackers, it really helps your run game, especially as the game continues to unfold.
It is 2nd down and 4 for the Badgers at their 25-yard line. And the snap to Lockheel, handed to Dupree off the left side. Penalty markers fly as Dupree is pulled to the ground at about the 28-yard line. This usually indicates holding. Let's check the call. Chris Coit is the referee.
It's like a hands to the face they're trying to call here.
Personal foul. Illegal hands to the face. Defense, number 0.
Better.
10-yard penalty. Automatic first down.
Yeah, we like that hands to the face.
Jeffrey Imbaugh, senior defensive lineman. So the Boilermakers continuing to hurt themselves with penalties, and now the Badgers get a fresh set of downs at their own 43-yard line. 2:50 left in the first quarter. 7-0, Wisconsin leads Purdue.
And that's a frustration thing. I love it when defensive linemen are doing that. They got their hands up, and that means you're getting stonewalled and you're having a hard time. And love that the ref caught that, picked up the 15.
And now officials step in. A timeout taken by Purdue just before the snap. Badgers had a backfield combo there of Darian Dupree and Jackson Aker. First charge timeout for the Boilermakers. We'll hold it here with 2:36 left in the opening quarter.
Yeah, I always get nervous when you see that flag thrown right there. Usually it's holding or something like that. But what you're seeing, Wisconsin, I think, feels really good today about the running game and being able to reach and do great things on the backside of this defense. Because Purdue, this isn't a shoot the gap and try to make a ton of plays. It is a gap conscious, not trying to give up space. And I think that Wisconsin feels really confident that they're going to be able to do some things on the backside today.
Boilermakers using their first timeout. We're set to resume play. 1st and 10 for the Badgers, their own 43-yard line. Single back offense now with Dupree to the right of Locke. Coach Kecker in a slot left, little pop pass. Here comes Tretch off the right side. He is across the 45-yard line and pulled out of bounds by Alessandro at the 48-yard line. Yeah, get the ball in his hands, and that's what they do there with that little pop pass. A gain of 5, 2nd down for the Badgers.
Yeah, I love the little pop pass because then if, you know, things go south, ball flaw, you're okay. It's not a turnover. But you're right, there's just another gear that Kekahuna has. You want to see him get that. Even though he only picked up 4 or 5 yards, it gets the defense moving laterally. It makes him think about another thing on defense.
And 2nd down, Locke will pull it, rolling right, throwing right. That is caught. Vinny Anthony at the 30, sprints to the 20. He's to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Wisconsin! Oh, the speed. He hit another gear. Vinny Anthony outruns the secondary. Had it's 13-0, Wisconsin.
Great ball skills by Locke again. Really, you know, with the mesh point, pulled it, made that read, gave Anthony a little bit of room, and then he slams the brakes on. Purdue goes flying by, and then, as you said, Matt, the speed and explosiveness just to outrun everybody else to finish that run. Picked his feet up, didn't let the ankle tackle go, and another big play for Wisconsin.
52 yards. As Vakos with the extra point, it is in the air, and it is good. Ford scoring drive, 6 plays, 91 yards. Took 2.5 minutes. Braden Locke, 52-yard pitch and catch to Vinny Anthony. And with a minute 56 left in the first quarter, it's now 14-0, Wisconsin leading Purdue. As we go downstairs again, Patrick, what do you have?
A big part of Phil Longo's offense is yards after the catch. And that's something Wisconsin didn't really get a hold of at USC. And so they only had 67 yards come after the catch of their 180. That's about a third. They really want that ratio to be almost 50% of their yards come after the catch. That's exactly, that play right there is exactly how this offense is designed. We heard Braden Locke say attack grass. That's, I think, what he means. Find open space, let your playmakers have some freedom to move and get yards after the catch.
Yeah, Fickell asked about Vinny Anthony, his big touchdown catch last week, going, yeah, just kind of waiting for that because we, you know, among other things, beyond his football ability, he was a pretty big-time track athlete, high school from Louisville. Now we're seeing that athleticism and speed coming into play.
We definitely saw that there, the elusiveness, you know, as I said, kind of slammed the brakes on and then picked it right back up and then just outran everybody from Purdue to finish that 52-yard cut.
Gavin Lom on the run-up. Kick is in the air, and again, Purdue showing no interest in fielding that, nor should Purdue, because that hit about 8 yards deep. Another touchback, Boilermakers starting at their 25-yard line.
Yeah, and I think one of the things, you look at that, and you know, Vinny Anthony did a good job of running his route, sitting, and Braden Locke did a good job of throwing it, but I said those ball skills, because, you know, watching from up here, really good job of faking in that mesh point, and Purdue's defense has to honor that part of it, and that has less bodies, so instead of it being a 15-yard gain, there's bodies to the other side, and that leaves Purdue more vulnerable to those big plays that Vinny Anthony was just able to make.
Inside linebackers for Wisconsin, Jake Chaney and Christian Allegro. You got Sebastian Cheeks and John Pius on the outside. Two receivers left, one on the right on first and 10. Card fakes it, pulls it, looks to throw, has some time. Chaney now in hot pursuit. Card running out of time, and down he goes. Cheeks gets to the quarterback. All set up, though, by the work of Jake Chaney, and then Sebastian Cheeks there to finish back inside the 20-yard line of Purdue. They'll mark at the 17.
Yeah, just great effort by Chaney. He went in and kind of missed him on his first run and then forced him to step up, and then that's where Pius and Cheeks and the entire crew was able to get in there and finish him off. Beautiful effort there by Chaney.
Second down and 18 for the Boilermakers back at their 17-yard line. Two receivers left, likewise on the right. Now Max Clair in motion to the formation. His card, little toss left side. Here's Reggie Love across the 20-yard line, and he gets slammed by Hunter Waller, who just throws his body all over the field week in and week out. That's exactly what he did there. Play stopped at the 23 of Wisconsin, and the Boilermakers have a third and 12.
Yeah, you said it. Hunter Waller, we mentioned he missed the tackle earlier. He wasn't missing this one. Brought his feet through contact and made sure. Ada let him know about it afterwards, but bringing, wanting to make sure you feel it when you're finishing that run.
43 seconds left in the first quarter. 14-0 Wisconsin. The Boilermakers a third and 12 at their 23-yard line. As Card takes a snap, Badgers sending four. Card fires over the middle, tipped up, and it is almost intercepted. Not once, not twice, but three times. But it falls to the turf, incomplete. And Purdue is forced to punt. Allegro had a couple of cracks at it, ended up like a pinball. It went off of Allegro, Zachman, and Allegro again, but Purdue punting on fourth and 12.
Well, Allegro got back into his drop and was able to tip it up with his left hand, and it bounces off Zach. Tipped it up. Zachman, I thought he was going to get it, dropped it, and then it came back to Allegro. So a lot of opportunities, unfortunately, unable to secure it for Wisconsin.
Raymond's on the punt. Badgers got some heat. The kick is away. Tyrell Henry will cradle it just shy of the 35-yard line in Wisconsin territory. 43-yard punt. Much like Badger Athletics, are good friends of Brewpub Latsamata Pizza strive for excellence and high quality in everything they do, whether it's making a simple cheese pizza or supreme pizza loaded with all the toppings. You know high standards are the precedent. Check the Brewpub Latsamata Pizza today from your local grocery store. 24 seconds left in the first quarter. 14-0 Wisconsin. Badgers a first and 10 at their 35-yard line.
Just got to love everything about this quarter of football. You're getting all that complimentary country football. There was another opportunity. You have to take advantage of it, but Allegro did a great job getting back, making one play. Just got to finish it with a catch.
Locke will hand it off to Darian Dupree over the left side of the line across the 35-yard line. He'll move the stack to about the 37. On the bottom of the pile is defensive tackle Cole Brevard. What could be the final play of this opening quarter?
Yeah, and you heard this week, we want to see get kind of lower the stable down a little bit, get guys opportunities to get into rhythm. Walker with a really good quarter, 6 carries, 31 yards, and now Dupree getting his crack at it.
We have hit the end of the first quarter, a good quarter indeed for the Wisconsin Badgers. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. Through one quarter of play in Madison, Wisconsin 14, Purdue nothing. Back in a moment. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Jones Dairy Farm, we make versatile, convenient, and all-natural sausage you can feel good feeding your family. I'm Lisa Karras, seventh-generation family member and Jones Marketing Director, and I'm also a mom, and I'm proud of our products. They go so well in so many recipes and heat up fast, which is helpful when you're juggling little ones. Plus, many of our ingredients are locally sourced, and we don't use any artificial ingredients in our sausage, which is why you'll find it in the freezer aisle. Jones, making breakfast better since 1889, and a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
Wisconsin families are getting crushed today. We're paying more for food, clothes, gas than ever. Our open border has allowed over 10 million illegal immigrants into our country the last 4 years, driving up the cost of health care and housing for every one of us. For too long, these career politicians have failed our country. I'm not anything like these people. I'm a business guy who lives in a world where actually solving problems matters. I'm Eric Hovde, candidate for the U.S. Senate, and I approve this message because it's time for change.
Paid for by Hovde for Wisconsin.
Stadium, a quick scoreboard update. I'm Mike Heller. Badgers lead 14-0 at the end of one. Big Ten last night, number 6, Oregon handled Michigan State 31-10 in Eugene. Dylan Gabriel, 257 yards, 2 TDs, 2 interceptions. It is next week that Oregon gets Ohio State in a game in Eugene. Big Ten right now at the end of a quarter. Penn State, number 7 in the country, scoreless against UCLA. Top 25, number 25, Texas A&M, 10-0 over 9th-ranked Missouri late in the first quarter.
All right, Mike, thank you very much. Let's check in quickly with Patrick.
Bryson Green, the wide receiver who limped off earlier, spent a lot of time in the Mueller Sports Medicine tent. I'm happy to report that he's out now, and they've put a brace on his leg. They're calling him questionable right now with a lower body injury, so we'll have to kind of see if he can loosen up here on the sideline, but at least he's out of the tent and still in uniform with his helmet. That's always a good sign.
All right, Patrick, thanks much. 14-0 Wisconsin as we start the second quarter. Second down and 7 for the Badgers at their own 38-yard line. Loaded pistol look. Jackson Aker, Cade Iaconelli, Darian Dupree in the backfield. Locked back. Backpedaling, looks to throw over the middle, tipped up and almost intercepted. Intended for Vinny Anthony. Ball's incomplete. Little break there for Wisconsin. Now 3rd and 7 from the Wisconsin 38-yard line.
Yeah, you said the loaded pistol, and you'll see a lot of run out of that. Wisconsin decides to throw it. Purdue brought a little bit of pressure, and the tailback unable to pick up that pressure that forced Locke to throw it a little bit early. Very fortunate that that ball was not intercepted.
Single back offense now. Tawee Walker is in there. Slot left, slot right. On 3rd down and 8, Locke gets the snap. Purdue bringing 4. Locke winds it up, fires, and it is in. It is complete by Will Paul. Doug picked off. He beg your pardon. And Pauling is shaken up. That pass picked off as Purdue gets its first turnover of the season. And Pauling favoring his right leg. Quite honestly, that's the bigger concern than the interception. as that looked like it just popped out of the hands of Pauling, and Kendrick Breedlove came up with it for the Boilermakers.
Yeah, the ball actually had popped out of Will's hands and kind of sat on his back, and Breedlove was able to just grab it off of his back, show it, and yeah, I think that's a clean interception, and looks like Will hurt his lower leg too on that. So yeah, a lot of concern. Obviously the injury, we hope Will's all right, but good ball skills by Breedlove to be able to secure that after Will dropped it, lands on his back, and he ends up pulling it in.
And the Boilermakers have it in Wisconsin territory at the 45-yard line. Opening minute, second quarter, 14-0 Wisconsin, but now Purdue with a chance to get something done off a sudden change. Maccabee, the running back. Card will give it to him. Maccabee runs into Jaheim Thomas and tossed him down at the 41-yard line of Wisconsin on a gain of 4, second down and 6.
Yeah, you have to like Maccabee and how he runs his approach. You're seeing him run very physically. He just goes. He sees the hole. He puts his foot in the dirt. And that time, a little bit of a hole there. I was able to pick up 4 yards. He's having already 6 carries for 33 yards. He's having a good start to his afternoon.
Lamoye Latu checks in for Wisconsin. There's the nickel. Maccabee remains the running back. Ben Fertney motions into the backfield as well. A little play fake. Rolling off to his right is Card. He's chased by Lowry. Throwing right side. That's caught by Jamal Edrin inside the 30 of Wisconsin. Driven out of bounds by the cornerback R.J. Delancey. Forward progress, though, gets Edrin to the 26 of Wisconsin. First and 10, Purdue.
Yeah, having some success running that zone stretch to the left and decide to run a bootleg off of it. They have the under route that Card decides to pass on. Very difficult throw. Wisconsin's coverage was not bad on that over route. He put it exactly where he needed to pick up the first down.
Latu and Austin Brown tag teaming at that position. Brown now the slot corner from the 26 of Wisconsin. First and 10, Purdue. Hudson Card toss left side for Maccabee. Jake Chaney bursting into the backfield up to make the tackle at the 29 or 28 of Wisconsin. Maccabee a little slow to get up, but appears to be okay.
Yeah, just a great job by all involved. And Jake Chaney, it almost feels like he's got Maccabee. All right, where is he going? Go get him. And he read it and didn't even think about letting him get started. Chopped him down right out for a 2-yard loss.
So the 28 of Wisconsin, second and 12 for the Boilermakers. These themes for the Badgers is being able to rise up after a sudden change. We'll see if this Badgers defense can do that. Three receivers right, one on the left. Love the running back. Card rolling off to his right. Rolling, still looking, throwing, and it's caught by Max Clare. Steps out of bounds, 25-yard line to the far side. So a gain of 3, and it's 3rd down and 9 for the Boilermakers.
You can definitely see one of the things Purdue is really wanting to not just sit back, not let Card, not have him just sit in the pocket. Make sure you're moving his launch point. And a lot of it, obviously, he's a right-handed quarterback, getting him rolling out to the right. He's made a couple of really nice throws. That one to pick up 4 to set up this 3rd and 8.
The corners for Wisconsin, R.J. Delancey and Xavier Lucas. 3rd and 9 for the Boilermakers as they just break their huddle. The play clock is at 7. About 3 minutes gone, second quarter, 14-0 Wisconsin. Play clock at 2.
Oh, yeah.
Move it up front. And 3rd and 9 is going to turn into 3rd and 14. Here's a call.
Offense, number 77, 5-yard penalty, 3rd down.
Hassan Musa, the left guard. As the Boilermakers hit with their 4th penalty here in this first half.
Yeah, I think that was the case because their right tackle moved as well. I don't think the center. I think they'll be calling in, making sure the center gets out. I think he just didn't snap the football.
So 3rd down and 13 for the Boilermakers. Ball just outside the 29-yard line, Wisconsin territory. Reggie Love, the running back. 3 receivers left, 1 on the right. Card back to throw. Badgers bring in 4. Card looking and looking. Steps up, flush to his right. Back pedals for the 40. Lets it fly. Incomplete. Intended for Love. And a penalty flag down. It looks like it's going to go against Wisconsin.
10-yard penalty. Automatic first down.
You know how we have coverage sacks? Well, that was a offensive line coverage hold because they protected and protected and put a lot of pressure on Wisconsin's defensive backs and ended up getting caught with a hold, giving Purdue a first down.
It's the first penalty against Wisconsin in this game, and that is a costly one. It's now first and 10, Purdue at the 19 of Wisconsin. 3.5 minutes gone by, second quarter, 14-0 the Badgers. Alchemy in there at running back. Card gets the snap. One pump, looking, throws right side. That's caught by Tibbs. Far sideline, inside the 10-yard line. Delancey takes him down at the 9 of Wisconsin. And it will be goal to go, it looks like, for Purdue. Haven't signaled it yet. Should be goal to go, and it is. First and goal at the 9.
Yeah, just inside the 10-yard line, and I can understand that one. First down, not a lot of pressure, but this is something Wisconsin has been wanting to get more of. Saw a little bit of it against USC. Purdue, way too much time to throw right now.
Double wide to the left. Card will give it to Maccabee up the middle. Got through Neal, but brought down by Thomas, the linebacker, at the 6-yard line. Gain of 3, second and goal.
Yeah, we talked about patience with Wisconsin's tailbacks. That was Maccabee did a really nice job. Just a little stretch play off to the left. Put his foot in the dirt, cut back. Daryl Peterson and Thomas did a good job of corralling him, but that was a good read by Maccabee to pick up 3 or 4 yards.
Second and goal, Purdue at the 6. Possession started at the Wisconsin 45 after the Badgers turnover. Edrin slot left. Tibbs wide left. Maccabee the running back. He'll motion to the left. Card will move to his right. A straight run inside the 5 and gets thrown down by Jaheim Thomas at about the 4 of Wisconsin. Not something Card does a ton. He was off and running there with 3 receivers breaking out to the left. Third and goal at the 3.
Yeah, Purdue actually really well-designed play. Had some bodies out in front. Give Jaheim Thomas a lot of credit for fighting through his block and able to corral Card to get him down before he was able to score.
Ball at the right hash. Purdue moving to our left in the second quarter. It's third and goal at the 3. New subs. Badgers getting their subs organized. And now Ryan Brown is in there at quarterback for Purdue on third and goal. Takes the snap, option left, and the toss. It is bobbled by Maccabee, got it back, and he gets driven out of bounds by Hunter Wohler at about the 2-yard line at best. So the Boilermakers had to turn to their backup quarterback on third and goal. The play stopped for no gain, and the Boilermakers will settle for a field goal try.
That was textbook option defense. You had Lowry attacked the quarterback, Cheney right there on the tailback, and then Hunter Wohler filling to support all of that. Well, really well done on all of their assignments, forcing a field goal on that option play.
Spencer Porath, who hit a 45-yarder against Nebraska last week, first made field goal of the season for Purdue. This is from 21 yards away. The snap, the spot, and the kick is good, and that gets Purdue on the board, so they get 3 points off the Wisconsin turnover. Today's game is brought to you by Cleary Building Corp, Culver's, Case IH, Wisconsin Corn, Compeer Financial, FS Envision Seed Corn, and FSI Soy Soybeans, and the Wisconsin Pork Association. We'll take a break. 8:41 left in the half. Wisconsin 14, Purdue 3. This is Badger football from Learfield.
In the heartland, where ambition thrives, there are those who are made and those who are made for more. Just like the Badgers on game day, Kloss, a leading producer of ag equipment, unleashes the power of ambition in the field. Discover why our cutting-edge machinery and unwavering support aren't just a promise, they're a commitment to your success. Because at Kloss, we know you are made for more. Visit your Kloss dealer or CLAAS.com.
This is Badger football.
Tight pocket. Down he goes. Inside the 40-yard line.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Well, before Purdue kicks off, let's get an injury update as we check in with Patrick.
Well, this time it's Will Pauling. He spent a lot of time in the Mueller Sports Medicine injury tent as well, and his diagnosis is exactly the same as Bryson Green. He is questionable to return to this game with a lower body injury. So that's Wisconsin's two leaders in catches now that are on the sidelines, at least for the moment. So that means Vinny Anthony, CJ Williams, Tretch Kakahuna are the only receivers on this roster that have catches this year. Quincy Burles and Tyrell Henry are the next two up in order, I would say.
All right, thank you, Patrick. Ben Freehill with the kick, and it sails to the back of the end zone for the touchback. 14-3 Wisconsin with 8:41 left in the first half. And for the Purdue sideline on that run, apparently Hudson Card may have been shaken up. Ryan Brown came in. It was a high pitch. A good job by Maccabee there, just securing the football and giving him a chance to get 3 points.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was, well, a goal line package and maybe wanted to do that, but we'll have to monitor that. But yeah, that was, it was so well defended by Wisconsin, you know, playing the pitch, hitting the quarterback, and the ball, Maccabee, it ends up hitting off his chest, bouncing up. Ball bounced in a funny way, that time for Purdue.
On first and 10, the handoff to Tawee Walker off the left side of the line. Kadron Jenkins, the linebacker, is there to wrap him up at the 29-yard line at a gain of 4, second and 6 for the Badgers.
Just a zone left, and the boys just kind of moving some bodies out, finishing, Malman finishing a guy down, and you want to just keep seeing 3-4 yards on first down. That's winning football here for Wisconsin.
7 carries, 35 yards for Tawee Walker so far. Kakahuna slot right, Tyrell Henry wide to the right, Vinny Anthony out to the left, shotgun snap to Locke, looking, a lot of time to scan, continues to look, throwing, that is caught by Tyrell Henry across the 40-yard line up to the 41 of Wisconsin, and a first down for the Badgers. The linebacker Jenkins on the stop.
Great protection by everybody. Jack Nelson does a great job of locking his man up all day for Locke to throw.
Catch number 1 is a Badger for Henry. Here's the handoff on first down to Walker, and he is banged to the turf by Will Helt. Still a good gain of 4 yards, second down for Wisconsin. Last year at Michigan State, Tyrell Henry had 24 catches, 3 were good for touchdowns. That was his first grab as a Badger.